This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. With apologies to Elizabeth Barrett Browning and Dr. Seuss perhaps as well, I'm obliged to point out that this is, for those of you who have an interest in these kinds of things, the fifth anniversary of the rescue of Bear Stearns by the Federal Reserve. The very moments, perhaps, when too big to fail became part of our contemporary economic lexicon. I mention that because this weekend, that is to say, 5 years on, the president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas, Texas, a guy by the name of Richard Fisher, will speak at the big political meeting going on this week, the Conservative Political Action Committee, CPAC it's known as, and he is going to say in his speech that we ought to break up the big banks, that they are still TBTF. To get a little context, we've called John Carney from CNBC. He's one of our Friday regulars, as you know. Hey, John, how are you?
I'm very good, Kai.
So listen, it seems to me that besides too big to fail, which Mr. Fisher is going to talk about, there is too big to jail, there's too big to manage, there's too big to prosecute from the attorney general the other day. How many other ways can banks in this country be too big?
I mean, the main message is it's very true that they are all too big. The banks only got bigger following the financial crisis, and there's not a lot of economic gain even to the banks themselves of being that size. There's a lot of economic gain to running a bank that size because you can get tens of millions of dollars. But all the studies have shown that there's not a lot of economic efficiency beyond a certain level of growth.
Well, but here's the thing, John. I mean, you know, there is no small amount of hubris in the American banking system. Right. I mean, J.P. Morgan Chase and its CEO, Jamie Dimon, just being the most glaring example. How is it that that hasn't prompted more clear-headed thinking from regulators in this country?
I think the regulators and their bosses in, you know, on Capitol Hill, the congressmen and the senators, are mostly mentally captured by the big banks. They just think that this is the way things have to be. They've been taught to not even imagine a world without these banks. On the conservative side of the bench, you have people who say, well, that would be interference with the free market, even though there's nothing in the free market that makes the banks be this large. And on the liberal side, the banks say, you know, we wouldn't be, if you start cutting down our size, we won't be able to allow non-wealthy people to buy houses. That's not true, but it somehow has sunk in on Capitol Hill, and it's the dominant mindset there now.
You know, there's an interesting political dimension to this story, right? Because Richard Fisher, the president of the Dallas Fed, who has run for political office as a Democrat, although he maintains steadfastly he's nonpartisan in his current job, but he's a Democrat on the record. Is going to go into a very conservative political conference tomorrow. He's going to call for breaking up the banks. What's his reception going to be, do you think?
I think he's going to be very much welcomed. This is not – it's actually very interesting because we're so used to everything being so partisan divided in the you know, healthcare, sequester, all of these things we're fighting between Democrats and Republicans. But this really seems to be something that bridges the political spectrum where you have people on the left saying we should do something about this and then people on the right. CPAC is welcoming Fisher into their arms to make this speech to them. And that's what really makes it frustrating, that we don't seem to get anywhere with passing laws to make this stuff happen.
So here comes my favorite question. You ready?
I'm ready.
Did we waste the crisis of 5-6 years ago?
I think we did. I think what we should have done is tried to address the size of the banks, and instead our solution – and this may have been something we had to do at that moment, which was allow the strong banks to acquire the weak – but we should have been putting in place rules to make it tougher for the banks to be as large as they are, and we didn't do that.
All right, so here comes the big and depressing finish, John. Spitball it for me. In a year, on the sixth anniversary of Bear Stearns, if we call you up, are we going to basically be able to replay this whole conversation and it would be the same?
You don't even have to call me up. Just hit replay.
John Carney at CNBC. He's a regular on our Friday wrap sometimes. John, thanks a bunch.
Thanks for having me.